Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Constitution Amendment Bill to implement one-third reservation to women in the Lok Sabha and the Legislative Assemblies fails in the lower house of Parliament. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju says opposition lost the historic opportunity of giving rights to women. Home Minister Amit Shah says Congress will face wrath of women in polls. Campaigning for first phase of assembly elections in West Bengal and single phase in Tamil Nadu intensifies. Iran announces opening of Strait of Hormuz following Israel-Lebanon ceasefire. Oil prices drop more than 11% after the announcement. Met Department issues yellow alert for hot and humid conditions in Kerala till Sunday. And in women's cricket, first match of the five-match T20I series between India and host South Africa to be played in Durban. The Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026 intended to implement one-third women's reservation in the Lok Sabha and the Legislative Assembly today failed to get the nod in the lower house. The bill fell short of the two-thirds majority of 326 out of the total 489 members present in the Lok Sabha. During voting on the bill, 298 MPs voted in favour of it and 230 against the bill. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla announced the results of the voting, saying that it is not possible to move forward with this legislation as it failed to get the required majority for its passage. Afterwards, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the other two bills, including the Delimitation Bill 2026 and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2026, are interlinked with the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026. Hence, these two bills will not be moved for passage. He accused the opposition of losing the opportunity to provide reservations to women.
The result that has come on this historic and important bill, which is meant to give honor and rights to the women of the country, is that the opposition did not support it. It is very unfortunate, and the opportunity that existed at this historic moment has been lost. Under the leadership of Narendra Modi, our campaign to ensure honor and rights for women will continue.
We now go over live to a correspondent in Parliament, Bhupendra Singh, for more. Bhupendra, tell us more about these bills and the importance.
Yeah, Abhishek, the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026 was not passed in the Lok Sabha today as it failed to get two-thirds majority in the House. After the elaborate reply of the Union Home Minister Amit Shah, the bill was put for voting in the lower house, and out of 489 members present in the House, the required two-thirds majority was 326. And out of the total present members, 298 MPs voted in favor of the bill and 230 against it. So it failed to get the required number. The Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026 was intended to operationalize one-third reservation for women in the Lok Sabha and the Legislative Assemblies through delimitation exercise based on the latest published census. As the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026 was negated, the NDA MPs started protesting in the Parliament House, accusing opposition of not supporting this important legislation for Nari Shakti, and they termed this they are against women reservation. However, the opposition countered the NDA allegations, saying that this is not a vote against women reservation, but against delimitation. Back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Bhupendra, for that update. Well, moving on, earlier replying to the discussion on three bills, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that the government will do everything to ensure reservation for women in the Lok Sabha and the Legislative Assemblies of states and union territories. Negating the opposition's apprehensions on the delimitation exercise, the minister said provisions have been made in the constitution for the delimitation, and this will lead to rationalization of voters in every constituency.
Our constitution provides for delimitation from time to time. Number of seats for the SC and ST increases with the delimitation exercise. And those who are opposing the delimitation exercise, they are actually opposing the increase in the number of seats for SC and STs.
Referring to the states of Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana and Kerala, Mr. Shah said no one will suffer any loss. He said country should not be divided along north-south lines. He claimed that even a small union territory like Lakshadweep has the same rights as Uttar Pradesh, Gujarat and Bihar. Taking a dig at the opposition alliance, the Home Minister said that no one has opposed the constitutional amendment for women's reservation, but all members of the opposition have clearly opposed women's reservation.
This is not something new. Everything is being opposed, including the women's reservation bill. When Article 370 was revoked, they opposed it. When the Ram Temple was built, they opposed it. When CAA was introduced, they opposed it. When triple talaq was abolished, they opposed it. Efforts to curb Naxalism were opposed. Strong action against terrorism was opposed. Surgical strikes were opposed. Air strikes were opposed. Even Operation Sindoor was opposed. It seems they have made up their mind to oppose whatever Narendra Modi does, without considering whether it is good or bad.
Earlier, participating in the discussion, leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi said that the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam is not a women's reservation bill and it has nothing to do with the empowerment of women.
The first truth is that this is not a women's bill. This is nothing to do with the empowerment of women. There is a women's bill. It was passed in 2023 in this house itself. This is an attempt to change the electoral map of India, using and hiding behind India's women.
Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla objected to Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi using a magician analogy while speaking on the bill and asked him to focus on the legislation. Responding to Rahul Gandhi's speech in the House, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh also condemned Rahul Gandhi's attack on PM Modi and asked for an apology and demanded the expulsion of such remarks from his speech. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju also condemned Rahul Gandhi and called his remarks unparliamentary and asked him to speak on the bill under the rules of the proceedings. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said in a social media post that a very strange scene unfolded in the Lok Sabha today as the Congress, TMC, DMK and the Samajwadi Party did not allow the passage of the essential Constitution Amendment Bill for the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. Mr. Shah stressed that rejecting the bill that would grant 33% reservation to women, celebrating it and raising victory cries over it is truly reprehensible and beyond imagination. The 106th Constitutional Amendment Act 2023 Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam came into force yesterday. The Parliament passed the Act in 2023, marking a historic milestone in its national journey to foster equitable representation of women in public life at all levels of the federal structure. Prime Minister Narendra Modi in his social media post, Sanskrit Subhashitam, today asserted that feminine power is the hallmark of a strong India. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam notification has been issued to implement old laws that were not implemented earlier.
This is a process. We are currently bringing forward a proposal to amend the law. The earlier law has not yet been implemented and therefore a notification has been issued for its commencement. This is merely a procedural matter and should not be made into an issue.
Nominated member Harivansh has been elected as deputy chairman of the Rajya Sabha for the third consecutive term. He was elected unopposed for the post. Leader of the House in the Rajya Sabha, J.P. Nadda, moved the motion to choose Harivansh as the deputy chairman of the upper house. The office of the deputy chairman, Rajya Sabha, fell vacant after the term of Harivansh ended on the 9th of this month. President Draupadi Murmu had nominated him to the House following a vacancy created by the retirement of former Chief Justice of India, Ranjan Gogoi. Speaking in the House after being elected as a deputy chairman for the third time, Mr. Harivansh acknowledged that differences and healthy debate are integral part of democracy and stressed that disruption has no place in parliamentary functioning. Earlier, speaking in the House, Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated Harivansh for being elected as a deputy chairman for the third time. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsinair.gov.in and download news on AIR app. Campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections in West Bengal and single phase in Tamil Nadu has intensified. In West Bengal, leader of the opposition in the state assembly, BJP's Subhendu Adhikari, addressed public meetings in Purulia district. He alleged that Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee has neglected Purulia and failed to address the drinking water problem. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis addressed a press conference in Kolkata and took part in rallies in support of party candidates. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma addressed a public rally in Hemtabad in North Dinajpur district. Trinamool Congress President and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee held public meetings across North Bengal, South Bengal and Kolkata, alleging that the BJP is trying to divide Bengal through constitutional amendments and delimitation. TMC leader Abhishek Banerjee also addressed meetings. CPIM leaders Mohammad Saleem and Susan Chakraborty also held public meetings in North Bengal. In Tamil Nadu, BJP leader K. Annamalai and MLA Vanthi Srinivasan today released a report on a model of constituency governance for Coimbatore South. AIADMK General Secretary Edappadi K. Palaniswamy, campaigning in Salem, accused the DMK government of spreading false information on delimitation. DMK leader and Deputy Chief Minister Udhayanidhi Stalin held public meetings in Coimbatore, highlighting the party's manifesto assurances. Our correspondent takes a look at the Lalguri seat of Tamil Nadu.
Tiruchirappalli has a total electorate of 21,26,303 voters. Lalgudi has 2,11,043 voters. The district has 9 assembly constituencies. Lalgudi benefits from fertile lands irrigated by Kaveri River. It is also known for traditional handicrafts and brassware production in the state. The constituency has a three-cornered contest as 4 times DMK MLA A. Soundra Pandian is seeking re-election for the 5th time. Dr. Lima Rose Martin, a new entrant to the electoral politics, is contesting in Lalgudi as IJK contestant and alliance partner with the NDA. Her son and son-in-law are also contesting in elections for the first time. The third contestant is former AIADMK Minister K.P. Krishnan, who has joined the Tamilaga Vetri Karagam. This constituency was formed in 1952. DMK has won here 10 times, AIADMK and Congress twice each. Joy, Akashwani reporting from Chennai.
The Lucknow bench of the Allahabad High Court in Uttar Pradesh today directed to file an FIR against the Congress MP from Rai Bareli and leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi in the dual citizenship case. A single bench of Justice Subhash Vidyarthi observed that the claims made against Rahul Gandhi required examination and directed the Uttar Pradesh government to either conduct the investigation itself or refer the matter to a central agency. U.S. President Donald Trump and Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi have announced that the Strait of Hormuz is fully open to commercial shipping. In a social media post, Mr. Araghchi announced that the passage for all commercial vessels through the strait is completely open in line with the ceasefire in Lebanon. Minutes later, Mr. Trump also posted that Iran had declared the Strait of Hormuz open for full passage. The announcement comes a day after U.S. President Donald Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Lebanon and Israel. Oil prices dropped more than 11% following the announcement. The strait had remained largely closed in recent weeks. The UK and France also hosted a multi-nation meeting on freedom of navigation in the Strait of Hormuz today. In Kerala, amid scorching heat, the India Meteorological Department has issued a yellow alert for hot and humid conditions in the state till Sunday. Maximum temperatures are likely to reach 40 degrees Celsius in Palakkad district, 39 degrees Celsius in Kollam, and 38 degrees Celsius in Kottayam, while several other districts may record up to 37 degrees Celsius, about 2 to 3 degrees Celsius above normal. In women's cricket, host South Africa won the toss and opted to field against India in the first match of the 5-match T20I series in Durban. The match will start at 9:30 p.m. Indian time. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Constitution Amendment Bill to implement one-third reservation to women in the Lok Sabha and the Legislative Assemblies fails in the lower house of Parliament. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju says opposition lost the historic opportunity of giving rights to women. Home Minister Amit Shah says Congress will face wrath of women in polls. Campaigning for first phase of assembly elections in West Bengal and single phase in Tamil Nadu intensifies. Iran announces opening of Strait of Hormuz following Israel-Lebanon ceasefire. And in women's cricket, first match of the 5-match T20I series between Indian host South Africa to be played in Durban tonight. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.